Ronald Reagan often told a story about his childhood that captures a key aspect of his unique appeal. As the drum major for the YMCA boys band in Dixon, Illinois, a position he had secured because he didn't play a musical instrument, he was out front during a small town parade for Decoration Day, marching behind the marshal, who was on his horse. At one point, the marshal turned his mount around and rode back to check on the line of marchers. "I kept marching down the street," Reagan wrote, "pumping my baton up and down in the direction I thought we were supposed to go. But after a few minutes, I noticed the music behind me was growing fainter and fainter." Turning, he found that he was marching alone. Unbeknown to Reagan, the marshal had returned to the front of the band and directed them to turn a corner. It wasn't the last time, incidentally, that people have said, "I sometimes march to a different drummer," Reagan observed. Reagan was an enigma in the political world, a complex person who defied labels. He could be called a sociable loner, a man of amiable warmth who was most content in his own company. "I've always said that Ronald Reagan would make a superb hermit," Len Nofsinger, an early aide and confidant, said. "He really didn't need anybody. He was not a typical gregarious politician." This paradox of his personality has fascinated pundits and historians for decades. The search to know the real Reagan has thwarted his closest friends and allies, presidential historians, and even sometimes his beloved wife, Nancy, who wrote that he built a wall around himself that even she sometimes felt. "He lets me come closer than anyone else, but there are times when even I feel that barrier." The journalist Robert Draper referred to his sunny aloofness, capturing a certain remoteness that Reagan himself acknowledged. "I've never had trouble making friends," he explained, "but I've been inclined to hold back a little of myself, reserving it for myself." He was a handsome actor in the style of Robert Taylor, his agent suggested, who never quite clicked as a romantic leading man on the big screen. Yet as a politician, he was idolized. He was sentimental and loving, penning long letters to strangers, yet his own children often felt rebuffed by him. He was mocked by his critics for being an empty suit, yet he was a careful, studious chief executive, a voracious reader, and talented writer who often left his speechwriters in awe. He was surrounded by loyal advisors, some of whom stayed with him throughout his political life, yet he had few, if any, real friends apart from Nancy. He projected a welcoming demeanor, yet on the inside, he was tough as nails. Martin Anderson, a policy advisor, once depicted him as warmly ruthless. He revitalized the conservative movement, achieved bold economic goals, and set the stage for the end of the Cold War. Yet, he was habitually underestimated. He did march to a different drummer. Yet he captured the imagination of the nation and the world, and counted as allies the most substantive political figures of his era. In her eulogy to him, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher spoke of his special nature. "In his lifetime, Ronald Reagan was such a cheerful and invigorating presence that it was easy to forget what daunting historic tasks he set himself." He has been likened to Franklin D. Roosevelt in his gift for communication, especially the way he could reach out across the airwaves and impart a vision and sense of purpose to the American people. He shared with Eisenhower a hardscrabble childhood, a human touch, and a restrained ego. Like Ike, he despised pretension and was skeptical of praise. He might grimace were he alive today to observe the almost religious reverence with which he is regarded in Republican circles. Adulation embarrassed him, and he couldn't tolerate people being obsequious in his presence. A small plaque on his Oval Office desk read, "There is no limit to what a man can do or where he can do it. If he doesn't care, who gets the credit?" In his early life, Reagan wasn't a person of grand ambitions. He wrote that he would have been happy to spend his life as a sports announcer. He was drawn to politics through passion and ideas, and he was as surprised as anyone when they connected with the public. "I thought I married an actor," Nancy wrote in her memoir. "I honestly never expected that Ronald Reagan would go into politics." It's interesting to speculate how this reserved, complex man, who did not wear his high ambitions on his sleeve, grew up to be a president of such iconic stature and achievement. But clues can be found in his upbringing, with its blend of moral conviction, homespun values, and struggle.